Today's daf is Soita Daf Lamed. We are 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Tes Omid Beis, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Today's daf is being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas Chaim Elozim Yibodol Chaim Rab Shim Shanarye, and Le'ilui Nishmas Sima Rochel Bas Harav Tzvi Arye. So yesterday, the latter part of the daf, we began a new sugya, the Halachos tucked away in Masechta Soita that deal with the world of Tumah v'Tahara. The Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis mentioned a halacha that Rabbi Akiva said that's Negeya Soita. And then the Mishnah went on a digression and mentioned other halachas that Rabbi Akiva said boy bayoy. The first such halacha that Rabbi Akiva said on that day was that Kli Cheres, that Sheretz falls into, if there's contents inside the Kli Cheres, those contents will be Tameh. Not only will they be Tameh, but they will have the ability to be Metama. And when Rabbi Yeshua heard what Rabbi Akiva said, he was a little bit taken aback because he realized that Rabbi Akiva had just found a Makar and a Pasuk to the idea that a Sheni Latoma can create a Shlishi Latoma. A sheretz is an avatoma. If it falls into the airspace of a kli cheres, it makes the kli cheres into a rishon latoma. The contents in the kli cheres, by virtue of being in contact with the kli cheres itself, would become a sheni latoma. If those contents can now be metama, that then means that a sheni latoma could make a shlishi latoma. Rabbi Akiva learned this halacha from the pasuk that says, "V'kli cheres asher yipol mehem el toichei kol asher besoichei yitma." And if there's a makar in the pasuk to this idea, that means we have a scriptural source to the concept that a sheni latoma could be a shlishi latoma. And the reason Rabbi Yeshua was so taken aback when he heard this is because he had a mesorah from his rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who said that a generation was going to come at some point in the future, and they were going to say, "There's no such thing as a shlishi latoma." The reason Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai felt that way is because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held that there is no makar in the Torah for shlishi latoma. Thus, he was insecure about the longevity of this halacha. When he heard Rabbi Akiva's memra, he was so taken aback. He said, "Halavai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would be here to witness the day that the law of shlishi latoma is in place. It's intact. We have nothing to worry about. If it's a pasuk in the Torah, chalila, nobody would ever overrule that." And it's for that reason Rabbi Yeshua reacted as dramatically as he reacted. So Rabbi Akiva had a makar to the idea that a sheni latoma can create a shlishi latoma. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not have a makar yet. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai acknowledged the fact, the reality, and that is that there's something called a shlishi latoma. And the Gemara on Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph asked the obvious question: if Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had no makar anywhere in the Torah that there's something called a shlishi latoma, then what is the makar? How then did he know that this is the halacha? And the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai learned it not from a pasuk in the Torah, but from one of the Yud Gamul Midah Shatayr Nidrashes Fam. He learned it from a Kal V'Chomer. A Kal V'Chomer from a Tful Yoyim. How does the Kal V'Chomer work? Madach a Tful Yoyim. Whose Tomei? However, his Tomei isn't intense enough for it to impact Chulin. A Tful Yoyim is allowed to eat Chulin. Even Maisa Sheni, which for our purposes will be treated as Chulin, a Tful Yoyim is allowed to eat. Yet, a Tful Yoyim very much is at odds with Truma. A Tful Yoyim is not allowed to eat Truma. A Sheni Latoma, which is at odds with Chulin, because Chulin can be a Sheni Latoma. If you would have Maisa Sheni, that's a Sheni Latoma, and you would eat it, it would be very, very bad. Certainly then, the Sheni Latoma should have the ability to make Truma into a Shlishi Latoma. In other words, Tful Yoyim is a Dover Kal relative to a Sheni Latoma. Why? Tful Yoyim, Chulin, no problem. Sheni Latoma, Chulin, very much a problem. And if Tful Yoyim is an issue when it comes with Truma, a Tful Yoyim can't eat Truma, certainly then a Sheni Latoma should have the ability to impact Truma, how so? Even make it into a Shlishi Latoma. Frank Rashi, what happened to Dayer Lovim and Adin Lias Kenot? And you want to use a Kal V'Chomer to tell me that Truma could become a Sheni Latoma? Kal V'Chomer from Chulin, that I understand. But how could you use the Kal V'chomer to teach me something you don't see by Tfol Yoyim, to teach me that a Shedi can actually make a Shlishi B'Truma. Rashi says it's a very good Kasha, but there's a principle that says that if you have a good Kal V'chomer, and if you're going to invoke Daya, there's going to be nothing to do with the Kal V'chomer, we look away from Daya. Heicha the myth of Kal V'chomer Lo Yamrin and Daya, and as a result, we have no choice but to use this Kal V'chomer, which technically has a Pircha on it, and say that me Kal V'chomer from Tfol Yoyim, a Shedi Le Tuma would be able to make a Shlishi Le Tuma. The Gemara then digressed a little bit. May Inyan Le Inyan, very, very, very much, Boise Inyan, and brought another Kal V'chomer that underpins the basic principles of Tuma V'Tahira. This Kal V'chomer was stated not by Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, but Rabbi Yose, Sheni Mukayimai, and it was to prove the halacha that Kachim could become a Revi Le Tuma. What was that Kal V'chomer? Said Rabbi Yossi, Madoch Mechusa Kippurim. That Mutter B'Truma is Asa B'Kodesh. Certainly, Shlishi L'Toma, which is Asa B'Truma, should be able to make Kachim in to a Revi L'Toma. What's the Kal V'chomer? It's the identical Kal V'chomer that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai had Darshan with regards to Truma. We're just switching some of the names, some of the characters. We're going from Sheni to Shlishi for Revi, and we're going from Chulin and Truma to Truma and Kachem. A Mechusi Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma, which means then that the Tumah Mechusi Kippurim is not at odds with Truma. Yet at the same time, he's not allowed to eat kachem, which means that the tumah of Mechusa Kippurim has a hashpah on kachem. He's not allowed to eat kachem. It's an issa deraisa for him to eat kachem. Shlishi the tumah is at odds with truma. If truma comes in contact with a sheni, it becomes a shlishi. If somebody would eat truma that's a shlishi the tumah, he would violate the iser of eating truma that's tameh. So certainly then, Shlishi L'Tumma should have Ashpa and Kachim, and it should be able to make Kachim into a Revi L'Tumma. Zok Rashi, the same Kasha, you want to tell me there's a Kal V'chomer from the fact that a Shlishi L'Tumma impacts Truma, certainly it should impact Kachim. I get, but to tell me that it can make Kachim into a Revi, you don't see that in Mechusa Kippurim. So if the whole Mekar is the Kal V'chomer from Mechusa Kippurim, Da Yilavim and Adin Liyas Kenodin, says Rashi, the same Teretz, Heicha the Mifrach Kal V'chomer Lo Yomrinon Dayoy, and as a result, this Kal V'chomer is going to be a good Kal V'chomer. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, we're familiar with basic laws of Toma. Ava Toma, Rishon L'Toma, Sheni L'Toma, Shlishi L'Toma, Revi L'Toma. Ava Toma, you have all the different sources of Toma. Something that comes in contact with an Ava Toma, doesn't matter if it's a person, it's a keli, if it's food. Obviously, there's a whole myriad of nuances, but the point is that if you check off the proper boxes, it becomes a Rishon L'Toma. Rishon L'Toma can make food into a Sheni L'Toma. What type of food? All food, even chulin. Sheni L'Toma that comes in contact with either Truma or Kachim can make it into a Shlishi L'Toma. Shlishi L'Toma that comes in contact only with Kachim can make it into a Revi L'Toma. What's the Makar to Kol Hanal? The Avos HaToma are Mefurish in the Torah. Rishon L'Toma, Sheni L'Toma, that has Makaris in the Torah. As it relates to Shlishi and Revi, that's based on Kal V'chomer, with the exception of Rabbi Akiva that we'll get back to later in the daf, who in our Mishnah had a grace of Makar for Shlishi L'Toma. But the bottom line is that Shlishi B'Truma and Revi B'Kodesh Al Kopanim, that's based on Kal V'chomer. Shlishi B'Truma is Kal V'chomer from Tfol Yoyim, and Revi B'Kodesh is learned out Kal V'chomer from Mechusa Kippurim. Either way, we're going to pick up now with Akasha that Rabbi Yochanan asked on Rabbi Yossi's Kal V'chomer. So we're going to focus most of this discussion now in today's daf, not on Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai's Kal V'chomer. That was yesterday. We had to recap it and precap it just to segue into today's daf. But the Ikra Avoida is going to be in understanding Rabbi Yossi's Kal V'chomer. So again, what's Rabbi Yossi's Kal V'chomer? Rabbi Yossi says, I know that Kachim can become a Revi L'Toma Kal V'chomer from Mechusa Kippurim. Madach Mechusa Kippurim, which is Tomei. But at the same time, it's not at odds with Truma, because the Mechusa Kippurim can eat Truma. Yet, he can't eat Kachim. So, Shlishi L'Toma, which is at odds with Truma, certainly should be able to make Kachim into a Revi L'Toma. And Rabbi Yochanan is going to begin the daf with a Kasha on Rabbi Yossi. And I think it's kedai to just speak the Kasha out Balpeh, and then it's going to flow, Be'ezus Hashem, a lot better when we see it inside. The Kasha is going to be from an obscure halacha within the world of Tuma V'Tahira. So to us, the whole Tuma V'Tahira is obscure, but this is obscure, ben benoy shel obscure. We're discussing the halacha of a Tfulyoin that we're familiar with, how he interacts with Kachem. So a Tful Yoim is generally considered in the world of Tomah V'Tahayra as a Sheni L'Tomah. Stating that, as it relates to a Tful Yoim being Metama Kachem, there was a big debate amongst the Tanam exactly how you're supposed to treat him. In fact, three shitas. Abishol was the first shita, which we're going to see in a vein again in a minute, held that although a Tful Yoim is generally treated like a Sheni L'Toma, but as it relates to Kachem, we treat him like a Rishon L'Toma. So that if a Tful Yoim would touch food, he would make the food not into a Shlishi, he would make him into a Sheni. That food would then be able to make a Shlishi, would be able to make a Revi. It's only if he touches Kachem. If he touches Chulin or Truma, this is not the case. But a Tful Yoim that touches Kachem, we make the kachin not into a shlish, we make him into a shady, which means that there's one extra madrega in terms of how much it's going to be able to be matama. Rameir said, I don't know from such things. A Tful Yoim is a shady l'toma, is a shady l'toma, is a shady l'toma. So if he's a shady l'toma for chulin, he's a shady l'toma for truma, and he's a shady l'toma for kachin. The third shita is the shita sachachamim. The chachamim held that a Tful Yoim is a shady l'toma, not like Abishal. But they held that it's even more shvach than a regular Sheni L'Toma, meaning not like Rameir. They held that it's a Sheni L'Toma, but it can't create a Revi L'Toma. So if this Sheni L'Toma Tful Yoim would touch Kachem Atruma, although ordinarily that would create a Shlishi, which if it came in contact with Kachem would create a Revi, but as it relates to Tful Yoim, its Sheni L'Toma is Miklish Kalish, and as a result, it can create a Revi L'Toma. So let's speak out the Kash about that. Rabbi Yochanan is going to make an assumption, and the Gemara is going to explain how Rabbi Yochanan knew to make this assumption, that Rabbi Yossi held like the Chacham, that a Tful Yoim, who's a Sheni L'Toma, is a Shvacher sort Sheni L'Toma, meaning it could create Shlishi, but not a Shlishi that can create a Revi. If that's the case, I have a pirch on the Kal V'Chaim. If Rabbi Yosni holds, based on the Kal V'Chaim from the Chosek Kippurim, that anything that's at odds with Truma has to be able to create a Revi Bakoidesh, hence every Shlishi L'Toma which is at odds with Truma, Bal Korchach, if it comes in contact with Kodesh, it would make a Revi B'Kodesh. That is the Makar to Revi B'Kodesh. What's the Kal V'Chaimer? If that's the case, how could he hold like the Chachamim that a Tful Yoim can make a Shlishi B'Truma, which doesn't have the ability to make a Revi B'Kodesh? Isn't that upgefrek from the Kal V'Chaimer? Or B'Milim Acherim? Why don't you say Kal V'Chaimer from Mechosek Kippurim? Madach Mechosek Kippurim, which is Mutu B'Truma, is Asa B'Kodesh. So a Shlishi L'Toma that became a Shlishi Al Yedei coming in contact with a Tful Yoim should have to make a Revi B'Kodesh. How could you have an interesting, again, obscure Ben Benoishal, obscure Hechatimtza, where I'm going to have a Shlishi B'Truma that can't make a Revi B'Kodesh? If it's a regular Xerus HaKasav, if the Makar is something else that a Shlishi B'Truma makes a Revi B'Kodesh, okay, it's a Kasha Famaisa, learn up the Sugya. But if it's a Kal V'Chomer, then it's a problem, because if I can find the Hechatimtza where I don't apply the Kal V'Chomer, in the vernacular of Kal V'Chomer, it's what we know as a Percha. And if that's the case, Chava Percha on the Kal V'Chomer. That is going to be Rabbi Yochanan's Kasha about that. Says the Gemara. Again, 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis. Picking up on Rabbi Yossi's Kal V'Chomer. Rabbi Yochanan said, Tam Beribi. Beribi Rashi says means Gadol Adar. Rabbi Yossi is showing Emol Gavain, the Gadol Adar. Halacha Kemoisai Kemat Bechal Malkut. So said Rabbi Yochanan, the time of the Gadol Adar, in your day, I don't understand. Mahu, what he say? Sharei Chuvasa Betzidoi. Meaning, I hear the Kal V'Chomer, but there's a Pircha on the Kal V'Chomer. What's the Pircha on the Kal V'Chomer? Oichol, Haba Nachmas Tful Yoim, Yochiach, food that became Tameh, because it came in contact with a Tful Yoim, should be moichiach that the Kal V'Chomer is not a real Kal V'Chomer. Why? Shepasel v'truma. Because that oichel would become a shlishi l'toma if it's truma or kaidish. But it would be a zasort shlishi that wouldn't have the ability to make a revi. As we just spoke out, the Tanya, it's a price. Abishol says, Tful Yoim t'chila l'kaidish. Tful Yoim is considered a rishon l'toma. That's what t'chila means as it relates to kaidish. L'may nafkemino l'tamishnayim. So in the world of Tomei V'Tahayra, when you see the word Tomei and the word Pasul, they don't mean what they mean throughout Shas. Tomei in the world of Tomei V'Tahayra means it's Tomei and it has the ability to be Metama. Pasul means it's Tomei, but the buck stops there. It doesn't have the ability to be Metama Vayter. So when Abishol says that a Tful Yoim is a Rishon L'Toma, L'Tamei Shnayim, what he's saying is it's a Rishon that can make a Sheni. That Sheni is Tomei, so it means it can make a Shlishi. The Shlishi could make a Revi, but the Revi itself is possible, can't go weiter. So it's Metama Shnayim, Sheni Shlishi, but the Revi itself is also Tame, but we refer to it as Pasul because it doesn't have the ability to be Metame Vayter. But the point is, Abishol saying that Tful Yoyim, even though technically he's a Sheni Latoma, but as it relates to Kodesh, we treat him as a Rishon Latoma. Rameir says, Metame Echad, Upaisal Echad, Tful Yoyim is a Sheni Latoma, and being that he's a Sheni Latoma, there's no special status as it relates to Kodesh, so that he's Metame Echad, he can make one Tame, meaning if he comes in contact with food, that food becomes a Shlishi, but what kind of Shlishi? A tummy dig a shlishi that can make a revi, upaisalechad, and that shlishi will be able to make a revi, which again will be tummy, but a pasul dig a tummy. It won't be able to go back to the chachamim, and the chachamim say, Hashem shapoisal, oichle chuma, umashke chuma. Just like a tful yoim, who's a sheni latoma, as it relates to truma, he's only a poisal, because he can make truma into a shlishi, but not a shlishi that has the ability to be metama more truma, because there's no such thing as a revi b'truma. Kach poisol oichli kodesh umashki kodesh. The same is going to be true as it relates to kodesh as well, that the kodesh is going to be a shlishi, but a shlishi that doesn't have the ability to make revi. In other words, in Tumah v'tayra sprach, what the Chacham is saying is that this tful yoim is a sheni l'tumah, but it's a sheni l'tumah that can make a shlishi, not a shlishi that can make a revi. What's the kasha? So the Gemara doesn't explain the kasha in a Vedic, but we already spoke it out also Vedic. The kasha is, so you see clearly that there's an inyan, it's possible to have in the world of Tumah v'Tahira a shlishi b'truma that doesn't have the ability to make a revi b'gaydish, according to Rabbi Yossi, that there's a kal v'choymer, that's mechayiv, that every shlishi b'truma has the ability to make a revi b'gaydish. What's the kal v'choymer mechusik kippurim? So how is this possible? So the kasha is that Tam beribi eni yodeya mahu. Sharei tshuvasei betzidai. What's the tshuva? Oichel haba machmas tful yoyim yoichiyach. Shat posel betshuma ve'eni yoyse. Revi b'chodesh. This was Rabbi Yochanan's kasha. Maske for Rapapa. So Rapapa heard Rabbi Yosef's Rabbi Yoichanan's kasha, and he said, "Mimaid, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbanon Sfirule, you're asking a kasha based on a hanacha. You decided that Rabbi Yosef holds like the third sheet in that price as it relates to Tful Yoyim. Thus, you have a geshmak of Berchah. Don't make Abishol Sfirule. Maybe Rabbi Yosef holds like Abishol, the first opinion in the price. The Amar who holds Latam Ishnayim v'Liv Solachah, who holds that not only could a Tful Yoyim make a revi, but a tful yoyim is even treated like a rishon, keilu it's making a chamishi, right? Maybe a tful yoyim could be metame regla. Rashi speaks out that even though the kasha of Rapapa was maybe Rabbi Yosi also like Abishol, really he could have just as equally said maybe also like Rameir, who holds that it's a regular sheni l'tumah. But the point is, how do you know he holds that a tful yoyim can make a revi? Maybe he holds a tful yoyim could make a revi. Two of the three sheetahs in the Braisa held that a tful yoyim could make a revi. One sheet the Grada holds not. So somehow Rabbi Yochanan decided that Rabbi Yosi holds like the sheetahs achachamim, that hold that oichal abam machmas tful yoyim, there's no such thing as a revi. As a result, he has a perch on the kal b'chayim. Mehechateis, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said very, very geshmak. Isol kadait kal b'shol svirle. Rabbi Yochanan felt for sure Rabbi Yosi didn't hold like Abishol, or like Rameir. What? Because if you're going to tell me that he holds like Abishol, Laisei l'revi b'kodesh, me oichol shabam machmas tful yoyim, then why did Rabbi Yossi need to learn revi b'kodesh kal v'chomer from Mechusa Kippurim? He could have learned revi b'kodesh kal v'chomer from tful yoyim. Just like Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai learned shlishi b'truma kal v'chomer from tful yoyim, Rabbi Yossi, for the same price, could have learned revi b'kodesh kal v'chomer from tful yoyim. How so? Uma oichel haba machmas tful yoyim. Madoch oichel haba machmas tful yoyim. A tful yoyim, if you would touch oichel, the tful yoyim gufei mutar b'chulin. We know a tful yoyim is kuladig. How's he kuladig? Because he's mutar b'chulin. Even ma'is hashem. Amrit oisir revi b'kodesh. You tell him he has the ability to make a revi b'kodesh. So oichel shlishi haba machmashen. A shlishi l'tumah, which became tameh because it came in contact with a sheni l'tumah. The sheni gufei asa b'chulin, which is more chomer. The sheni l'tumah is more chomer than the tful yoyim. Thus is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's kal v'chomer that learned shlishi v'truma. Eilei din she'oisir revi b'kodesh, then certainly it should be able to make a revi b'kodesh. So Rabbi Yochanan held that from the fact that Rabbi Yossi to learn revi b'kodesh had a veer off from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's kal v'chomer that he used to teach me shlishi b'truma, it's a raya he didn't hold it at kal v'chomer. Or at the very least, it's a raya that he held, not he didn't hold of that kal v'chomer, that's a mistake. It's a raya that he held that tful yoyim can't create revi b'kodesh. Because if tful yoyim can create revi b'kodesh, then I would know that a shlishi can create a revi b'kodesh kal v'chomer from tful yoyim. Because if tful yoyim, which is kuladik, can create a shlishi which creates a revi, then certainly a sheni betumah, which is more chamer. Where do you find that sheni betumah is more chamer than foyer? That was Rabbi Yochanan's Akis Kalva Chaymer. So for sure, a sheni can create a shlishi, which can create a revi. And from the fact that that was not Rabbi Yossi's Kalva Chaymer, Vais Toisi held that a tfoyon can create a revi. What do you mean? A tfoyon can create a revi? Yeah, it's the sheet of the chachamim. You see the chachamim hold that way. That's how Rabbi Yochanan Cheshbind in Rabbi Yossi that he must hold like the chachamim. And his kasha then was Shuvasa Betzida. If he holds like the Chachamim, then I don't understand this whole Kavachayim. There's such an obvious pircha on his Kavachayim. But the Gemara just says one kinech. V'chitema, you'll tell me that maybe La'olam Rabbi Yossi holds like the sheet of Abishol and Rameh. You'll tell me why then did he learn his Kavachayim from Machos Kippurim? He should have learned it from Tfoyoyim, like Rabbi Yechim and Zakai learned Shlisha B'chumavach. From Tfuyan, because you'll say maybe Mishum de Ikalam Mifrach Malu Tfuyan Shekein Ovatomo. It was the Pircha that the Gemara asked in yesterday's daf. Maybe you can't learn Shlishi Betoma, Sheni Betoma, Oichlin. You can't learn Oichlin from a Tfuyan because a Tfuyan has a Chumra that it could be an Avatomo, or at the very least, Yesh Beminoi. Of Atoma. But the Gemara says, if that's true, then how did he learn a Kavachemer from Mechuzer Kippurim? I see no Mechuzer Kippurim. Mechuzer Kippurim is also either an Avatoma or Shayach to an Avatoma. Who brings a carbon when he's Tomei? Only a person. A person can be an Avatoma. And he didn't ask that. So if that's the reason you're not learning it from Tfol Yoim, then you can't learn from Mechuzer Kippurim either. Elamai, the reason you didn't learn it from Tfol Yoim is because he held like the Chachamim. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan asked his grace in the Pircha on the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, exhale. So again, why are we talking about Tumah v'Tahira? Because the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin, they said that Boy Bayoim, on that day, that Rabbi Akiva said important halachas related to Saita, he also said other halachas. And one of the other halachas that he said was that I have a makar in the Pasik that a Sheni L'Tumah is able to be Oysa Shlishi L'Tumah. And when Rabbi Shua heard it, it came as big news to him, and he was very, very excited. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had felt that there was no pasuk. He had learned it. Now we know the rest of the story from a Kal V'Chaymer. Thus, he was worried that a Dar Achron was going to come and drag up the Kal V'Chaymer, like we saw at the end of yesterday's daf. If there's a pasuk in the Torah, so now everything is going to be okay. Now, what was Rabbi Akiva's pasuk? The pasuk was, it says, "Ukli cheres asheyipo mehem el toichoy kol ashe besoichoy yitma." So the mehem that's falling into the kli cheres is a sheretz. A sheretz is an avatom. It falls into a kli cheres, toichoy. That's the way a kli cheres becomes tome and conveys tome. So the kli cheres now becomes a rishon l'tome. Kol hashe besoichoy, anything that's inside of it becomes a sheni l'tome. And the pasuk says kol hashe besoichoy, not tome but yitma, which means it could be metamevay. So you see that the sheni l'tome could make a shlishi l'tome. Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai learned the fact that sheni is also shlishi. Kal v'chaymer. What was the kal v'chaymer from a tfoyim? Tfoyim is mutar b'chulin, yet he's aser b'truma. It's kal v'chaymer. A sheni, for sure, would be able to make truma into a shlish. There's a very obvious nafkamina between Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's makar, which is a kal v'chaymer, and Rabbi Akiva's makar, which is a pasuk. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is whether only truma could become a shlishi, and of course, kal v'chaymer kodesh, or even chulin. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai's kal v'chaymer is truma. Madoch a tful yoim that's muta b'chulin is also b'truma. So certainly a sheni should be able to make truma into a shlishi. So clearly the kal v'chaymer is talking to truma. Rabbi Akiva has a pasuk in the Torah. Kol hashe b'soicha yitma doesn't say a word about truma. And based on that, you would think for sure that the halacha should be true even by chulin. In fact, Rashi in the Mishnah said limed al kikar sheni shemetames al shlishi quote betruma va'afilu bechulin even bechulin the cross stomach said because the pasuk doesn't mention a word about truma. And if that's the case, there's a major nafkamina lahalacha between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. If the makar is a kal v'chaymer, it's only truma. That was the kal v'chaymer. If the makar is a pasuk, then it could sure be true for truma, but hu adin, it would be true for chulin as well. And the truth is that is emes. Meaning, that is a real, real nafkamina. It's not a havamina that this is a nafkamina. This is also the maskana. There's very much a nafkamina. In fact, the next Gemara now is going to bring a whole list of Tanaim that were of the opinion that this, that a sheni can make a shlishi, is only for truma, and again, kal v'chaymer kodesh, as opposed to chulin. Why are we mentioning this now? because this is all a commentary on the Mishnah. Because what emerged from the Mishnah was that Rabbi Akiva's shita is that a sheni ki bi'oisa shlishi afilu b'chulin. Now, we'd rather know Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh held not that way. Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh was also mentioned in the Mishnah. So really, this machloikas plays itself out very much in the Mishnah. So it makes sense that Tamayron, that wrote a commentary on the Mishnah, would discuss this right here. And as a result, we're going to discuss now a whole Rishima of Tanam, which is going to bring us to Mishnayis and Braisis, that are going to discuss this inyan of a Sheni being Oysa Shlishi. Is it Dafke Betruma, or is it true even Bechulun? Zok Tegema, Am Ravasi Am Rav. Some say Omar Rabba ben Isi Omar Rav. You could see where there would have been confusion in the Messiah. But either way, whether it was Rav Asi or whether it was Rabba ben Isi, what did Rav say? Trace itself back to Rav. Rav Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer. Kulu Sviralu, they're all of the opinion. That a Shneni Lutoma, that could be Metama, it could be Metama Truma or Kodesh and make that into a Shlishi, but not Chulun. Rameyer, what's the Makar to Rameyer the Tanan? It's a Mishnah in the 11th parak of Mesechtis Parak. The Mishnah says as follows: Kol Aton Bios Mai Midrei Soifer. Anything that's Tomei Midrabon. So, here's the rule: anything that's Tomei Midrabonon is a Sheni Lotoma. That's generally the way this works. So kol aton bios mayim, anything that's tomei midrabbanon midrei soifrim mitame esna kodesh, it has the ability to make kodesh tomei, meaning it could be mitama kodesh. What does tomei mean when you talk about toma v'tayra? Not just that it's tomei, but the more accurate definition is, it makes a tummy in a way that it could be mitama. So kodesh would become a shlishi that can make a revi upoisnalas a truma. But as it relates to truma, it can make truma into a shlishi, but not that it can make more truma tummy. Now, just to be clear, truma has an element of tummy as well, because it makes truma into a shlishi in that it could be mitama kodesh. But poisnalas a truma means in the world of truma. So it makes truma a shlishi, but only in the pasulig way, because this truma doesn't have the ability to make a revi b'truma. Umuta b'chulin u'b'maiser, as it relates to chulin and maiser, no worries. It can't be metama. Anything that's tomei midivrei soifim has no ability to create any truma. Not pasul, not tomei, as it relates to chulin. The same is true for maiser. Sheni divrei amei, v'chachamim maiserim b'maiser. The chachamim say it's true. A sheni l'toma, or anything that's tomei midivrei soifim doesn't have the ability to be metama chulin. However, Meiser, that it would have the ability to be metam. What do you see for a mayor? You see for a mayor very clearly that something that's tummy b'divrei soifrim, which is a sheni l'toma, it could be metama truma, it could be metama kachin, markedisle, one is pasul, one is tummy. However, as it relates to chulin and meiser, umote b'chulin uba meiser. So you see, a mayor shit is that a sheni is not oisa shlishi l'chulin. Incidentally, Rashi speaks out that even though Rav said that you see a mayor in this Mishnah, in the 11th parak of Masechtas Para, holds that a sheni can't be oisah shlishi l'chulin. Really, you see from the Chachamim as well, because the Chachamim only argued with Meiser, but as it relates to chulin, it sounds like they agree. So Rashi says, Enochinami, the reason Rav mentioned Rav Meir is because Rav Meir said it mefurish in the Mishnah, and really what Rav meant to say was Rav Meir and his Bali Plukta in this Mishnah, which is the Chachamim. Either way, so the first Tana that holds that a sheni is not Oysa Shlisha B'chulin, it's Rami, Rabbi Yossi. The second time is Rabbi Yossi, Hoda Amaron. It's the Rabbi Yossi from the Friya, the Gebraisa, Rabbi Yossi, that learned Kal V'chomer from the Chosiki Purim, that Shlishi could be Oysa Revi, Bakoidesh. Now, where do you see that in Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi was talking about Shlishis and Revis as it relates to Kodesh, but he didn't say anything about whether a sheni could be oisa shlishi l'chulin or not. So the Gemara says, a shtikol teira, the in isay, because if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yossi holds that there's something called a shlishi b'chulin, then laisi l'revi b'truma. Then Rabbi Yossi should hold that there's something called a revi as it relates to truma, the chamishi b'kodesh. He should also hold there's something called a chamishi b'kodesh. Why? Rabbi Yossi learned revi b'kodesh kal v'chemer from Mechus Kippurim. And b'chlal masayim mana, Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara assumes, held like Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, that Shlishi Betruma is learned out Kal V'chomer from Tfulyoim. What was the Kal V'chomer? The Kal V'chomer, let's start with the Tfulyoim Kal V'chomer. Madach Tfulyoim, which is Mutter, Bechulin is Asa Betruma. So Sheni, which is Asa Bechulin, certainly should be able to make a Shlishi Betruma. If there's also something called a shlishi bechulin. If there's an idea of a shlishi bechulin, then take the same exact kal v'chaymer and say that a shlishi, which is now aser bechulin, certainly should be able to make a revi'i betruma. And as relates to the kal v'chaymer of chosek kippurim, ma'am chosek kippurim, which is mutter betruma, is aser bekaidish. So a shlishi, which is aser betruma, certainly can make a revi'i bekaidish. If you're going to tell me that even a revi'i is aser betruma, so then say that same kal v'chaymer, that a revi betruma certainly should be able to make a chamisha bekaidish. And we didn't say that. We said the shlishi betruma revi bekaidish, not revi betruma and chamisha bekaidish. Must be, he holds, that the furthest level of tumah you can have by chulin is sheni, which means the furthest level of tumah you'll have by truma is shlishi, and the furthest level of tumah you can have by kaidish is going to be revi. Either way, that's the makar that Rabbi Yossi holds. There's no such thing as a shlishi with Rabbi Yeshua. How do you know that Rabbi Yeshua holds this as well? The Tanan, das is leichet ha-mishnah. Whereas this mishnah with varfing tairis here. This is tairis perik beis, mishnah beis. Rabbi Eliezer says, ha-oichol, oichol rishon. So this mishnah is talking about somebody that eats food that's tummy. So Rabbi Eliezer said like this, if somebody eats food that's rishon l'toma, rishon, he becomes a rishon l'toma. Sheni, if he eats food that's a sheni l'toma, sheni, he becomes a sheni l'toma. Shlishi, if he eats food that's a shlishi l'toma, shlishi, he becomes a shlishi l'toma. Right? You are what you eat. So if you eat a rishon, you become a rishon. You're a sheni, you become a sheni. A shlishi, you become a shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua says, and that's a little more confusing. Ha'oichol, oichol rishon, va'oichol sheni. If somebody eats food, that's either a rishon l'tumah, sheni l'tumah, sheni. He becomes a sheni l'tumah. Shlishi, if you become a, if you eat a shlishi l'tumah, then you're a sheni b'kaidish. You become a sheni as it relates to kachim. The ain't sheni b'truma, but you don't become a sheni as it relates to being able to be metame truma. Either way, said Rabbi Yeshua, this whole shayla of eating rishons and shenis and shlishis, this is all b'chulin shenasu al tairus ha-truma. It could be even by chulin if it was nasu al tairus ha-truma. So what does that mean? It means that once upon a time there were people that they used to observe the sanctity even of their chulin, even though chulin has no inherent kedusha. But they were worried that, you know, today lunch is truma, tomorrow it's going to be kachim, the next day it's going to be chulin. It can get very tamish. So you have to know, right, the level of kedusha of the food that's in your sandwich. So what they would do is they would just make up their mind, I'm eating everything, al-tairis ha-truma, al-tairis ha-kodesh, etc., etc. So says Rabbi Yeshua, this that we're saying shlishi in this Mishnah, and oichol shlishi, this episode, that could be true, even for chulin, if the chulin is being observed al-tairis ha-truma. This is based on a big chiddush discussed more at length in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin, that chulin that's nasa, al-tairis ha-truma, becomes truma in with respects to certain halachas. It's very bechiddush that if I decide I want to treat my chulin like truma, Chazal are also going to treat it like truma, and it's going to be subject to the hilchos tumah of truma, etc., etc. But the point is that this that we're saying shlishi could be true by chulin, says Rabbi Yeshua, if the chulin was nasa al tairis at truma, as opposed to what? So Rashi has a different gerson than the Gemara has, and that is al tairis truma in, but chulin grade loy. Only if the chulin was nasa al tairis at truma. But if it's chulin grade, then you're not going to have the salacha. And if that's the case, what do you see? Rabbi Shua just told it to you in Bak Tzena. He said there's no such thing as shlishi when it's chulin grade. Alma kozaba in sheni yosef shlishi bechulin. The only time it's negay a shlishi bechulin is if it was nasa al tairis at truma. But if it's a regular chulin, then you're not going to have this halacha. As a result, it's pretty mefurish. Rabbi Lazar, where do you see that Rabbi Lazar holds that a sheni is not oisa shlishi bechulin? The tnan we learned in a mishnah. Rabbi Lazar said shloshtin shavim, that kachim, chulin, and truma are all the same. How so? Harishon shebekodesh v'shebechulin v'shebetruma. If you have a rishon l'tuma, whether it's kodesh, whether it's chulin, whether it's truma, metamish shnayim, it would have the ability to be metametu upaisel echad and be paisel one. Meaning a rishon can make a sheni, which can make a shlishi, which can make a revi, but the revi can't go weiter. So it's metamish shnayim. It makes the sheni, which is tamei, and can make a shlishi, which makes the shlishi, which is tamei, and can make the revi. It's poisel echa, because that revi is tamei, but it doesn't have the ability to be metame vayter. Bekoidish, as it relates to koidish, it's metame echad upoisel echad. Betruma, I'm sorry, it's metame shnayim upoisel echad bekoidish. So these three things, a rishon l'tuma is metame shnayim upoisel echad as it relates to koidish, right? Because a revi l'tuma could only be up until kodesh. It's metame echad upoisel echad b'truma. If you're dealing with truma, it could be metame one. The rishon can make a sheni, which can make a shlishi, but the shlishi doesn't go weiter within the world of truma. And again, it's a little tricky, this poisel echad b'truma, because the truma could be metame kodesh. When we say poisel b'truma, we mean that it can't be metama more truma. Upoisel echad b'chulin. It's pretty straightforward. Original atoma can be poisel echad b'chulin. So it can make the chulin into a sheni, but again, the box stops there. That chulin doesn't have the ability to be metama anymore. And if that's the case, you see mefurish that the shita of Rabbi Elazar is that a sheni is eina oisa shlishi when it comes to chulin. So we have so far the makar that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar all hold that a sheni is eni yosef shlishi l'chum. The last Tana that we need to address is the great Tana Rabbi Eliezer, and that's going to be malavos until the end of the sugya. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, how do you know that Rabbi Eliezer holds that a sheni is eni yosef shlishi l'chum? And the Tanan, that's also learned in a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is not a Masechtas Para, it's not a Masechtas Tyrus, this is a Masechtas Chala. So it's Perek Beis Mishnah Ches in Masechtas Chala. So the background to this Mishnah is a person has dough, isa, from which he needs to be mafresh challah. The problem is his dough is tameh. To be mafresh challah from dough that's tameh is a very, very big issue. And the reason is because he can't be metama challah. If he can't be metama challah, l'churi, you can't be mafresh challah from dough that's tameh either. Because the minute you're mafresh challah, by definition, you're going to have challah tameh. And this is a very big deal. And really, the Mishnayos over there are discussing what exactly you're supposed to do. The Chacham Pshita is, you're supposed to be mafresh. But what you should do is you should be mafresh a smaller amount. It's like this, you'll be mafresh a little bit less challah, so that you'll be metama less challah. Rabbi Eliezer didn't like this taina so much. I went ahead and I was metama, and as a result I have to end up giving a little bit less to the kohen. So Rabbi Eliezer says, I have a different eitzah. My eitzah is that you take isa tahira and you're mafresh from the Isa Tahira on behalf of the Isa Tmeya. Now, you have to make sure, and Rashi speaks all this out here in the Sugya, that the Isa Tahira that you're going to bring is Isa from which you weren't mafresh challah yet. Because just like by Truma, there's halacha, you can't be mafresh menapater alachiyuv, so too when it comes to challah, you also can't be mafresh menapater menachiyuv. But that's okay. You bring another piece of dough, and you're going to be mafresh from the Isa Tahira on the Isa Tmeya. If you're mafresh from the Isa Tahira on the Isa Tmeya, so that now you'll be mafresh the necessary challah. The Isa Tahira is where the heftz of the challah is going to come from. It's Tahira. Like this, you were never metame any challah. But it's not so pashit, and that's where this comes into our sugya. Reason it's not so pashit because there's a halacha in Truma, and by extension in challah, that when you're mafresh, you have to be mafresh min amukov. What does it mean min amukov? So pashit means the two things have to be next to each other. In our sugya, it's going to be clear that Rabbi Eliezer held that mukaf means they have to be attached to each other. They have to literally be mechuber. They have to mamish be touching each other. So here's the great sakasha. The kasha is that I have Isa Tmeya, and I now am going to be mafresh from Isa Tahira. Why? Because if I'm mafresh from the Isa Tmeya, I'm being metama the challah. Okay, so I'm going to bring Isa Tahira. I'm going to be mechabrit. So that'll be menamukav. The minute I'm mechabrit, the Isa Tmeya is anyways going to be metama my Isa Tahira. The Isa Tahira that I'm going to now use to be mafresh as chala. So, l'chayra, what exactly did I accomplish? And that's the background to this Mishnah. So again, let's see the Mishnah inside. Rabbi Eliezer is going to be the last Tana in our sugi that holds that a sheni can't be oisa shlishi b'chulin. What's the makar? It's this Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, chala ni teles minatayra ala tmeya. That there's a time where we go out of our way to bring Isa Tahira so that we can be mafreshit on behalf of Isa Tmeya. In other words, Chal is going to be Nitalis from the Isa that's Tahira on behalf of the Isa Tmeya. Keitzad, what's the case? Shtei Isois, if I have two pieces of dough, Achas Tahir v'Achas Tmeya, one is Tahar and the other one is Tamei. So, Noitel, Kedei Chalo, Me Isa Shaloi Hurma Chalasa. Take a shear of Chalo from an Isa Shaloi Hurma Chalasa. Why does it have to be from an Isa Shaloi Hurma Chalasa? Because you want it to be menachiyuv alachiyuv, not menapater alachiyuv, like we spoke out. V'noisnein pachas mikabeya be'emtza. And here's the trick. The trick is, you take pachas mikabeya, you take a little bit, Rashi says, of the Isa Tahira, but you take a little bit of the Isa Tahira, a shear that's going to be less than a beya, and you put it in between the Isa Tahira, which is going to be the challah, and the Isa Tmeya. And the reason you're doing this is because you need to be mechaber the two isois because of this halacha that you have to be mafresh min amukav. The chachamim oisrim, the chachamim say this doesn't work. So what do the chachamim hold? You mafresh directly from the tmei. But according to the chachamim, this doesn't work. V'tanya, we learned to the brayso kibeya. that although in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says that you want to make sure that the Issa that's going to be in between the Issa Torah and Issa Tamei is going to be Pachas Mikabeya, the Braisa is Chaylik, and the Braisa said that no, according to Rabbi Eliezer, meaning it's Trey Tanoy of Alibid Rabbi Eliezer, seemingly, that it doesn't have to be Pachas Mikabeya, but if you want it to be a Beya could be good as well. Now, what's the significance of the Shir Beya? The significance of the Shir Beya is Tumas Oichlin is Bekebeya. But just to be clear, Tumas Oichlin Bekebeya means that in order for Oichl to be Metama, it has to be a Beya. So Oichlin could become Tomei if it's Pachas Mikabeya. It just doesn't have the ability to be Metama. So in the world of Rishon, Sheni, Shlishis, and Revi's, Oichl could only be Metama in the event that it's going to be Pachas Mikabeya. So the significance and the reason why we would take something that's Pachas Mikabeya is because we want to create a buffer right now. You have Issa that's Tmeya. That Issa that's Tmeya could be Metama. If I put it in contact with the Issa that's the Chala, it's going to nail the Chala. So what I do is I put something in between. And if I put something in between, it's going to be fine. Now we have 2 days, whether that's something that's in between could be a Beya, it could be a Shear that has the ability to be Matama, or whether you have to go out of your way to make sure that it's going to be Pachas Mikabeya. Snakti Gemara, Savrua, Idivi, Idivi, Issa Rishayim. The assumption is that Sai the Mishnah and Sai the Braisa, the Mishnah that said that the dough in between is going to be Pachas Mikabeya, and the Braisa that said it could be even a Beya, they're both talking with the original Issa, the troublemaker here. That original Issa that became Tomei, which is why we're having this conversation, was Issa that was a Rishon Latum. Okay. Additionally, we're making an assumption that Chulin HaTfulin L'Chala like a Chala Dama. That if I have Chulin, that's Tfulin L'Chala, meaning it has an Etevel of Chala. I'm going to be Mafish Chala from it, but Hank, it's Tevel. It's for sure not Chala. Meaning, right now we treat it like Geheir Gechulin. Right, you could hear why there'd be a Havamina, that if I have Tevel, maybe in Halacha you could treat it like Chala, or I could treat it like Truma. Rabbi Yosef Engel's raid and the Asfin Day Raisa Kiyadua, right? All Tevel has in it a little bit of Truma, it has in a little bit of Chala. But for this world of Tumah V'Tahira, we're going to make this assumption for now anyways, that Chulin HaTfulin L'Chala is like a Chala Dama. So if that's the case, my Laba Hakamil. So what then is the Machloikis? What's going on over here? Now, this Gemara is very, very tricky. Poshit, it sounds like, what's the shayla? My laba hokum ifliki. If you were going to make up shan in this gemara, you would say, my laba hokum ifliki, the machloikis, whether you need a bay or you need less than a bay, right? That's certainly what it sounds like. Rashi says, don't make that mistake. My laba hokum ifliki, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbot, misnama the machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbot. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you can use either Pachas Mikabeya or a Beya. And the Rabbanon that hold, this whole patent doesn't work. Just figure out a way how to be mafrishes and we'll deal with it. But Mestama, this Shiloh, we'll explain this a little bit better in a minute. Whether or not you could be Mafish or can't be Mafish is totally in the following. The Mar Savar in Sheni Oysa Shlishi Bechulin. Rabbi Eliezer holds that a Sheni can't be Oysa Shlishi Bechulin. Mar Savar and the Chachamim hold Sheni Oysa Shlishi Bechulin. That a Sheni could be Oysa Shlishi Bechulin. Rabbi Eliezer holds, let's go with Rabbi Eliezer and the Braisa first, that a Sheni can't be Oysa Shlishi Bechulin. Being that a Sheni can't be Oysa Shlishi Bechulin, so there's no issues over here. I have a perfect Eitzah. I have Issa Tmei. I can't be Mafrish Chala from an Issa Tmei. What am I going to do? I'm going to bring an Issa Taira. The problem is, I have to be Mafrish Minam Mukav, and the minute the Issa Taira touches the Issa Tmei, it itself becomes Tomei. Zok Rabbi Eliezer, no worries, I have an Eitzah. You know what the Eitzah is? The Eitzah is, I'm going to put something in between. Let that something in between be a Beya, Rabbi Eliezer and the Braisa. Let that something in between be a Beya. What are you worried about? You're worried that a Beya is the Shir of Tumas Eichlin. Not only to contract Tuma, but to convey Tuma. What's the issue? The Issa is a Rishon Latoma. It's going to make the Issa that's in between, that's a Beya, into a Sheni Latoma. That Sheni Latoma is going to be Metama the Chala. It's not going to be Metama the Chala. You can say, what do you mean? It's Chala. Chala is like Truma. So a Sheni could be Oysa Shlishi Latruma, which means it could be Oysa Shlishi as it relates to Chala as well. The answer is, and this is a Yediyah that we have to have here in these sugyas, is that I'm going to put the three together, but then I'm going to separate them. And then when I separate it, I'll be mafresh, I'll be koyreshem chala on the Issa Tahira. At that point, it's already not mechuber. And being that it's not mechuber, it never became tameh. It became tameh when it was attached. When it was attached, it was chulin. Sheni can't be Issa Shlishi b'chulin. So I'll put the three together. Zolzayin a beya, no worries. Let it be a beya, gesuntahe. The Issa Tahira, I'm sorry, the Issa Tmei is a Rishon. It makes the thing in between that's merging into a Sheni. The sheni can't be oisah shlisha l'chulin. So as long as I'm not koyrish shem chala on the isa ta'ira, it never became tamei. Now I'll separate it. I fulfilled my obligation of mukif because they were together. I don't need them to be together when you koyrish shem. That's an important idea. You have to understand this gemara. Now I'm going to separate it. When I separate, I'm going to say this should be chala l'shem yichud kutcha berichu. Everything's going to be gevaldik. And now there's not going to be an issue. Now Rabbi Eliezer in the brisa said it could be a beya. Based on the way we just laid it out. So Rashi says, why in the Mishnah would he have said Pachas Mikabeya? So Rashi says, because it could be Rebbe Eliezer holds at the end of the day, why are you just making more Tumah? So I want you to use a Pachas Mikabeya. But the Nakuda in our Sugya is not the two Rebbe Eliezers. My lab Bahakim Miflegis, Rebbe Eliezer and the Chacham. That's a nuance, Rashi says. But Ken Tzachanitza gave him with that. What we want is Rebbe Eliezer and the Braisa. It's Mefurish Rebbe Eliezer and the Braisa that you can even use a Beya. And if you can use a Beya, then Zoysoy Meres, that for sure, Shani's not Oysa Shlisha Bechulin. Because if Shani's Oysa Shlisha Bechulin, this idea is dead on arrival. Because the minute the three were combined together, say all of a sudden the Isa Tahira, which is later going to become Chala, became Tameh, and once it's Tameh, I can't make it into Chala anymore. What did the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim don't like this. The reason the Chachamim don't like this is because they hold that Esheni is Isa Shlishi B'Tomah. Even Bechulin. And as a result, this is going to be an Eitzel. Now, you'll ask me, Zakrashi, according to the Chachamim, why not use a Pachas Mikabeya? It's a Kash of a Maisa. They were worried. If you're going to use a Pachas Mikabeya, you're going to use more than a Beya. Very simple. That's the Cheshbon over here. But the Nakuda that we're bringing out is from the Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chacham. From the fact that you see Mefurish, Rabbi Eliezer holds you can use a Beya, and from the fact that the Chacham are so paranoid about this whole halacha, that obviously is what's going on over here. What's going on over here is, could a Sheni be Oysa Shlisha Bechulin, or could a Sheni not be Oysa Shlisha Bechulin? So said Rav, this is the fifth Tana that I have that holds that a Sheni is not Oysa Shlisha Bechulin. Who's that Tana? It's none other than the great Rabbi Eliezer. So says the Gemara, isn't this Mefurish? So the Gemara says, no. We made a few hanachas in order to establish that this is really the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Amar Amori b'reid Rav Kahana. I can tell you now. Maybe the Kuli Alma, everybody else, side Rabbi Eliezer, side the Chachamim, that ain't Sheni Oysa Shlishi Bechulin. That maybe Sheni is not Oysa Shlishi Bechulin. And based on that, even the Chachamim should have been moided to Rabbi Eliezer, that this would be an eitz of how you should be mafresh chala from Isa Tmeya v'hocho. So what's going on over here? Bechulin at full, l'chalik ha'mifl. The machlokes over here is whether we look at that Isa Tahira, which is going to be the Chala, as really being Chulin, or maybe we look at it as Chala. Why would you look at it as Chala? Because we just said all of this dough is Tfulin L'Chala. It's all Tevel, which means somewhere there's Mu'urav Chala inside of it, or at the very least, there's going to be Chala at some point. And as a result, maybe you look at it as Re'ya as Chala, Marasavik a Chala, the Chum hold you look at it as Chala, and therefore this is not an Eitzah, because we're not dealing with regular Chulin. Rabbi Eliezer says, you don't look at it as chala. I mean, that Sheni is not Oysa Shlisha Bechulin. As a result, this is not a V'ibayah same. Or I could even knock this out another way. Maybe the Kuliyam Bechulin at Tfulin L'chala Leika Chala Domi. Maybe everybody holds this is Geheda Gechulin. They ain't Sheni Oysa Shlisha Bechulin. Everybody holds that really Sheni can't be Oysa Shlisha Bechulin. If that's the case, you understand, Rabbi Eliezer, why Chumul is not an idea. This is a whole Zaitik Machloikis. Are you allowed to make Chulin in Eretz Yisrael? Tame Marasav and Mutal Ligrim Tumal Chulin Shab Eretz Yisrael. That's Rabbi Eliezer holds, and therefore this is an idea. Marasav the Chabam hold also Ligrim Tumal Chulin Shab Eretz Yisrael. It's also to be Goyrim Tumal Chulin Shab Eretz Yisrael. Hadron Allah, the sugya of Tumah v'Tahira tucked away here in the fifth parak of Masechta Saita. Zok the Gemara weiter. So the next halacha, the Rabbi Akiva Darshan by Bayoyim, was very much not Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'Oseh Inyan. It was a halacha that discusses the 48 cities that were given to the Levim in Eretz Yisrael. So the Levi doesn't have any chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem hu nachalasa. But at the same time, he needs a humble abode. He needs a place to live. So the Torah instructs the Yidden that we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, scattered around the land. You should give them cities. How many cities? 48. And the Pasuk says that when you give them a city, there should be a backyard, a front yard, a migrish, a karfif of Masechtas Erevin fame. You have to make sure that there's going to be a little bit of place for them, not just to live, but to shpatzir. There has to be landscaping. How much landscaping? So Rabbi Akiva said, if you Amava said that there seems to be a steer in the psukim. One Pasuk says 1,000 amas, another Pasuk says 2,000 amas. So how do you reconcile? Rabbi Akiva said, a chiddush nifla v'noira v'niskav. He said, no. One of these psukim is here, Shaloi ben Koyman, is coming to teach me a halacha, that there's something called a Tchum Shabbos. In the parsha of Ari Alevim, we're told that there's something called the Tchum Shabbos, which means that Tchum is Deiraisa. And in fact, this is Rabbi Akiva Shita in Shas. Rabbi Akiva holds Tchum Deiraisa. In other words, the pasuk that says 1,000 Amos, that's what the architect is going to draw up. That's what the city is going to look like. 2,000 Amos, Gans under a Maisa. It's the game when you learn Masechtas Erevin. Reb, the Tanoim that were Cholik on Reb, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer ben Oisha, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, he said, no, that's not Pshat in the Pasuk. Why are we talking about Tchumen here? We're talking about Ari Alevia. How then do you reconcile it? Because there was 1,000 Amos that had trees and used to plant very nice things, and the other 1,000 Amos were vacant, and as a result, the Pasuk itself divided into two different groups. Says the Gemara, but Michael Miflagi, what's the bottom line? What is the Machloikis in this Shaila, Mar Sava Tchumen Dei Raisa, one man holds Tchumen Dei Raisa, Umar Sava the Rabbanon, the other one holds that Tchumen is the Rabbanon. Moving along. So the Mishnah then said, and Boy Beyoim Darish Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva darshan the following. I'm going to read it inside from the Mishnah of Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Oz Yoshim Moyushu Vene Yisrael Zashir Azleis Hashem Vayoim Rulem. She'ein Tamalem Elema. The word Lema seems to be actual. Ma Tamalem Elema. Why does it say Lema? Melame, it's coming to teach us. Shal Yisrael Oinim Shira Achrev Shal Moyushu. I'll call Dover Vidover Kakarin Esahal. That Oz Yoshim Moyushu Uvene Yisrael Zashir Azleis. Moyush Rabbeinu sang Shira at the Yam, and the Bnei Yisrael also sang Shira at the Yam. But the way they sang Shira was Lamar. What does Lamar mean? It was Kekoyren Esahava. Lokach Nemar Lamar, says the Mishnah Tzim Tzveitimol. That's why it said Lamar, because the way they recited Shira was the way we recite Hal. Rav Nechemya Omer, Rav Nechemya said, it's Kekoyren Eshma, V'loi Kekoyren Esahava. No, they didn't recite it the way you recite Hal, but rather it was Kikoyrin es Hashema. So what does this all mean? Zakti Gemara Braisa that elaborates on this Indian. Tanu Rabban, Boy B'yam Darish Rabbi Akiva, Shoshal Yisrom and Ayam, when the Yidin emerged from the Yam. Nosnu Einayim Loimash Shira. An interesting Lashon. Nosnu Einayim. They had this idea to sing Shira. The Ketzad Amru Shira. How did they sing Shira? Kigodol HaMakri es Ahal. They sang it as if you're in Shul, and the Shlech Tzibur is a Bar Mitzvah boy. He's already a Gadol. And he's being Makri the Halal. He's the one that's saying hallel on behalf of the Hoylam. V'hein oyne machrov roshe prokem. And the way the Gadol is makris a hallel is he's the one that says the hallel, and the Hoylam, the Tzibur, they repeat after him, but only the roshe prokem. Okay, how does this play itself out? Moshe Omar Ashiro Lashem. Right, so Moshe Rabbeinu is saying roshe prokem. Ashiro Lashem. V'hein oynim Ashiro Lashem. Moshe Omar ki goy ga, the next words in the Shira. V'hein oynim Ashira Lashem. So apparently, this is the way Hallel was once recited if there was a Gadol that was being mocked with a Hallel. So the Gadol would say the Rashi Prakim, and everybody would follow with the Rashi Prakim. Then the Gadol would be Mamshech, and again, the Am, the Olam that's in the Tzibur, they would repeat the Rashi Prakim. And that's how the Shira was saying. Moshe Rabbeinu says the Shira, and Klal Yisrael just keeps on repeating the Rashi Prakim. What's the Rashi Prakim? Ashira Lashem. Ashira Lashem. That's what's going on. Rabbi Eliezer ben Oish, Rabbi Yisak, Lili Yomer, that the way that Yidden sang Shira at the Yom was not Kekoten HaMakri HaSahalo, and not Kegodol HaMakri HaSahalo, but rather it was Kekoten HaMakri HaSahalo. What would be if the Koten was the one that was leading the Halo? So there would have to be a little bit different. The Hein Oyna Machrav Kol Mashu Oymer, that the Yidden said everything that the Baal Makri said, because if the Kotan is the one that's saying the Halal, can't be Moitz of the Oilam. So you have no choice but to repeat after him. So if the Kotan is the one that's being Makri, right, just picture yourself in a time, there's no Siddurim, people are not so such Begiyim, so you need someone to get up that's going to read it for the Oilam. If it's a Gadol, you can be Yoitz with him. So all you need to do is to say after him the Rashi Prakim. If, however, it's going to be a Kotan, then you can have no choice but to say word for word. Okay, so how did it play out? Moshe Amar Shiru Lashem, Vehein Oimrim Shiru Lashem. Moshe Amar Ki Goy Go, Vehein Oimrim Ki Goy Go. Meaning they repeated after him literally word for word. Nechemya is a third cheetah. He said it was kisoifer hapoyrus al shema the beis haknesses. It was like the soifer. Rashi says a soifer in our sugya means a melamitinoikis. It was like someone that teaches children in cheder who is poyrus al shema in the beis haknesses, where he's together with his bachrim shehu poyseach tchila. He just starts the hein oyne machrov, and they know what to say, and they all say it together with him. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu just started, and as soon as he started singing Ashira Lashem, the Yidden somehow in unison, mamish in harmony, everybody sang together. Now Rashi says, how did the Yidden know what to sing? They were mechadz the first time they heard this niggun. So how did they know to sing together with Moshe? So Rashi's lashon is v'kach sharsa ruach hakodesh al kulam v'kivanu yachad es hashira kichsava. Everybody was mechadz to the shira. This was rasa shivcha bayam mashaloi ra yecheskel bambuzi meyoyv. This is where it happened, and they all had this incredible level of nevuah, and everyone knew exactly what to say, and they all sang it together. The bottom line is we have three shittas of how exactly the Yidden sang shira at the yam. According to the first shita, the way the Yidden sang Shira at the Yom, it was Kigadol Hamakri Esahalo. So that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that recited the Shira, and Klal Yisrael kept on repeating the Rashi Prakim. According to the second shita, Rabbi Eliezer ben Oishel, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, it was Kikaton Hamakri Esahalo. Moshe Rabbeinu sang the Shira, and the Yidden repeated after Moshe. And according to the third shita in the Brayse, that's from Nechemya, it wasn't Kikar Esahalo, not a Gadol, not a Katon. But it was Kikaires Hashma. It was Kesoifra Pyrus Al Shma, meaning everybody sang it together. But Michael Mifflin, what's the machlokes? Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds Lamar. When it says Lamar in the Pasik of Oz Yashir, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Sashir Azayis Hashem, Vayoimru Lamar, it's a Milsa Kamaisa. The Lamar is referring to what the Yidden said, and what did they say? The Milsa Kamaisa. Rabbi Eliezer Bnei Yisrael, Yisrael, Aglili, Sava, Lamar, Akol, Milsa, Milsa. What does Lamar mean? That they repeated after Moshe Rabbeinu each thing. They didn't just say, Ashir, Lashem, the Rashi Prakim. They repeated everything. Rabbi Nechemya, Sava, Rabbi Nechemya, Hoz, Vayoimru. The Amur Kulu Bahadi Adadi. It says Oz Yashem Moshe Bnei Yisrael Sashir Azayis Hashem Vayoimru. So the word Vayoimru, which precedes the word Lamar, it sounds like everybody said everything together. What does then Lamar mean? The Pasach Moshe Bereisha means Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that started, but at the end of the day, everybody ended up saying it together. Bottom line is, what was the purpose of bringing this Braisa? Because this Braisa really is what the Mishnah said, albeit it explains it a little bit. The Mishnah was very awesome. Rashi in the Mishnah said, Kairos Ahal, Farish Gemara. Kairos Hashema, Farish Gemara. This was the Gemara. This was the Braisa. In our Mishnah, it was two Shittas. In the Braisa, it was three Shittas, but two general Shittas. And that is that the Yidden sing Shira on the Yam, Kairos Ahal, Kikotin Amakris Ahal, Kigodol Amakris Ahal, or did they sing Shira at the Yam, Kairin es Hashema. Now it's interesting. You see from this Gemara that once upon a time the Yidden would recite Hal very differently than the way we recite Hal today. Sometimes the Shlich Tzibur was a Gadol, sometimes he was a Katan. That's already interesting. But depending on whether or not the Shatz was a Gadol or a Katan, that depended on how exactly the Yidden would sing Shira. If the Shlich Tzibur was a Gadol, so the Yidden would be Yoitza with the Halal of the Gadol, albeit they would repeat the Rosh Prakim. If the Shliach Tzibur was a Katan, so then it would be repeat after me. The Katan would say what the Katan would say, and then everybody would repeat verbatim what it was that the Katan saw. The truth is that the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis goes into great detail describing once upon a time the way Halal was said. In fact, the Rambam, where he discusses Halal, which is in Hilchas Chanukah, so it's Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. So the Rambam says, Halacha Yudbeis. Rambam says as follows. Minig Kriyas Ahal B'mei Chachamim HaRishonim Kachoy. The minig of reciting Kal in the times of the Chachamim went like this. Echa Achar Shemavarech HaGadol Shemakris Ahalo. After the Makris Ahalo, the Shliach Tzibur would make the bracha. Maschel V'Oimer Haloluka. He would start Halal. What's the first word of Halal? It's Haloluka. After he would say Halleluka, everybody would give a shri, they would say Halleluka. And then he would say Hallelu Abdi Es Hashem. Says the Rambam. If you do the math, you'll cheshbin that oinim b'chol ha-halal haluluka, how many times? Meya v'shalosh v'esrim panim. 123 times. So when the Yidden would say halal, they would end up saying the word Halleluka 123 times, simin lahem, and you want to simin to this number, shnoisav shel Aharon. Aharon HaKohen lived 123 years, and that's the remez in saying Halleluka 123 times. Now, ma'inyin shmita etzel Har Sinai, what's the shaychus between Halleluka and shnoisav shel Aharon HaKohen? So we have a great bite, Torah Niskova from Rav Shmuel Yankiv, Ayin Shom. But either way, says the Rambam, V'chein k'shakoyru magiyah l'roish kol perek u'perek, when the Baal Makri would come to the beginning of each paragraph in Halal, in Chayusim v'omer masha amar, they would repeat after him. And the Rambam goes on to describe in great detail of exactly how this played out. And then the Rambam concludes as follows, Zehu aminik harishoyin. The way I just described it is the original minig, uboy ro'u leilech. And this is the way you should do it. Avo bezman emelu, says the Rambam. Nowadays, ro'isi b'chol ha'makoymais minhogois mishunois b'kriyasa. I found different minhagim, ubanias ha'am, de'ein echa mehem doy mela'acha. And all these different minhagim that I've seen, every shul I've walked into, says the Rambam, I see they say it a little bit differently. And the Rambam says, this is what I've observed. But the bottom line is, you want to know how I think you're supposed to do it, zehu ha'minig ha'rishayim, so in this Rambam, number one, you see the history of Halo, which is fascinating. You also see that the Rambam says that it changed with time, which we knew because we say Halo and we just learned the Gemara. So clearly it's very, very different. And you see what the Rambam wanted. The Rambam felt that Teminig Arishayin Ubo Ro Ulelech, the right thing to do is everyone should be shrying Halleluka and you should say it 123 times. It's an Avoida. Kaminyan Shnoisim Shalahar Nakoyim. This is really the way that it's supposed to play itself out. Now the emes is that when we say Halo today, we do repeat certain things, right? You see there's some intersantim and hogam going on, right? The whole back of Halo, we say everything twice. Oitcha Hashem, Oitcha Hashem, Evim Asu, Evim Asu, Me'es Hashem, Zehayoyim, On Hashem, On Hashem, Baruch Haba. Right, we're repeating a lot of things. And it's all related to the sugya that we just learned now, very, very bekitzer, Soita Daflam and Amid Beis, Sukha Daflam and Ches Amid Beis, and L'shoyim Yazov Shalai Rambam here in the end of Perek Gimel of Hilchas Chanukah. But I just want to end with one ha'ara, and that is that Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of Parashas Vaaschanon, davened. He said, Vaaschanon al Hashem be'isahi leimar. Hashem Elohim, ato achi loisa. Laharois es avdecha, es godlecha, ves yodcha hachazaka. Hashem mi kel ba'shamayim uva'oretz ashe yasach ha'masecha v'chigvuro yisecha. Ebrona v'ere es ha'oretz ha'toiv ha'ashab eivir ha'yardin. Ahor ha'toiv ha'zev ha'lavon. Moshe Rabbeinu davened tefilois keminyon Vaaschanon. 515 tefilos. Which is also the gematria of the word tefillah. Tefillah is also the gematria of 515. And the Hilchos Chacham Sofer said that Yitzchak and Rivka are also the gematria of 515. Eliyahu loinena elu betefillas hamincha. That's the ikra tefillah. And Yitzchak was mesaken mincha. And Yitzchak was davening in one corner. Rivka was davening in the other corner. And Yitzchak and Rivka together, big gematria, also make up 515. But the bottom line is Moshe Rabbeinu was davening tefillos kaminyan v'eschana. Says the Ebishter, Vayesaber Hashem Bilamanchem. Hashem got angry at me. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, and Hashem gets a little angry. And he didn't listen to my tefillas. Vayomer Hashem Elai. The Ebishter told me, Ravlach Genuk Shoy Maspik. Al Toisev Daber Elai Oid Bedaver. I don't want you to recite another tefillah. I heard enough already. I don't want you to say another tefillah. So we learned in the end of the first parak of Masechta Soita, the Gemara Darshin Ravlach. What exactly the Ebishter was telling Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe Rabbeinu was saying all these different tefillahs, and why he told him not to say another tefillah. But the shame the Vilna Goyen, it's brought down. The Talmidei Agra all said this over in the name of the Rebbe, that the Vilna Goyen said a Dover Nifla. He said that we have a Messiah, that if a person is davening for something to the Ebishter, a person is saying a tefillah. And he says the word na. And then he says the word na a second time, muftachloi, that his tefillah is going to be answered. If a person says the word na, not once, but he says the word na twice, there's a haftacha that he's going to be answered. So Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, and what did he say? He said, Ebra na. He said, Ebra na. As soon as Moshe Rabbeinu said the word na, the Ibish techat, it's over. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knows this trick. And Moshe Rabbeinu now is going to say the word na again. And he was afraid that when Moshe Rabbeinu said ve'era, said the Goyin, that Moshe was going to say ve'era na. And had he said, Ebra na, ve'era na, Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone to Eretz Yisrael. So what does the Ebesh to tell Moshe? He tells Moshe, Ravlach, al toisev daber elai oid bedaber azeh. Don't say that word again. What's the daber azeh? What's that word that the Ebesh doesn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to say again? So say the Talmid Agra that the Rebbe said that what he meant to say was don't say the word na again. Because if you're going to say the word na again, I'm going to have no choice but to answer the tefillah, and that's not something I want you to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu was going to say, this is Mamash Divrei Nevi'ah from the Goyin, Ebra na, ve'era na, but the Ebesh stopped him, and that's the al toisev daber elai oid bedaver hazeh. Don't say that word na a second time. Because if you say the word na a second time, I'm going to have no choice but to let you in. The Goyen said that the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos Tapei Tesam and Aleph. The Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to Mekabel the Torah. First, the Malachi Sharas didn't want to give him the Torah. Then eventually, now he did it. Let him take the Torah. They even gave him gifts. And the Gemara says, Af Malach Hamavis Maser Loi Dover. He gave him a Dover. What was the Dover? He said it was the Dover Azeh. He told him this soid, this secret, that if a person is davening and he says the word Na, and then he says the word Na a second time, he say the word Na twice, that's muftachla. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu actually used this once. Moshe Rabbeinu used this once, said the guy. When Miriam was sick, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for a sister. Vayitzak Moshe l'Hashem lemar, keil na, refa na la. And Miriam had a refuah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew the site, he got the site from the Malach HaMavis, and he even used it once. And the Ibishter was afraid that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is going to use it a second time. And if he uses it a second time, it's going to be a problem. So he said, Ravloch, stop. Al Tosef Daber Elai Oit B'Dover Azeh. Dover meaning what you just said, no. Dover meaning Af Malach HaMavis Masol Oit Dover. Dover meaning, I understand you did this once with Miriam, but we can't do this again. And you can't say the word na since Veitmal. Incidentally, you know, the Svar Makdoshim say that the Gemara says in Brachas Taflam and Aleph Amabez, it's a Gemara that we keep on coming back to, that Chana davened for a child. And the Lashon of the Gemara is, there's many, many important halachas and hilchas tefillah that you're able to learn from the tefillah of Chana. So the Svar Makdoshim say that if you were able to learn greisa halachas from the tefillah of Chana, kal v'chaymu, we can learn greisa halachas from the tefillah of Moshe. And in the Svar Makdoshim, v'as Chana l'Hashem be'isahi lemar is a blueprint of how you're supposed to daven. Because if we learn halachas from the tefillah of Chana, kal v'chaymu, we learn halachas from the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Av HaNeviim. And there's halachas that we learn from here. And the guy was Megala, a soid, for state on the parish of tefillah Moshe. And that is, if a person says no once, and then he says no a second time, it's muftachloi that his tefillah is going to be answered. Obviously, this is above our pay grade. But I'll just tell you one hergish, based on something that I saw in the Haggadah Shal Pesach from Rabbi Leo Baruch Finkel, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. So at the end of Halal, we just mentioned, we repeat a lot of the psukim twice. One of the things that we say twice is, Ona Hashem Oishiyana, Ona Hashem Oishiyana. Ona Hashem Atzlichana, Ona Hashem Atzlichana. And the Makar is the Suyas of Halal. This Makar is Sukkah Daflamet Ches, Daflamet Tes, Soita Daflamet, Ram Ben Perik Gimel Huchas Chanukah. But he said one hergish. He said a Dover Nifla. He said that the Mishnah says in Masechta Sukkah, Tzandav Chof Ches Amid Aleph. A cotton that no longer needs his mother, meaning this cotton's already older, doesn't need his mother anymore, chayiv b'sukkah. At that point, the cotton's chayiv b'sukkah. So if the cotton needs his mother, he's patur min asukkah. The mother's patur min asukkah, he stays inside together with his mother. But once the cotton is already in tzarich l'imoy, he's already of a certain age, at that point, he's chayiv in sukkah. So the Gemara says, heichi dami she'enu tzarich l'imoy. What is the definition of an enu tzarich l'imoy? Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, it's kol shener mishnasai. It means a child that if the child wakes up in the middle of the night, ain't a kaira ima. This child doesn't scream out ima. Meaning the child's already self-sufficient. So when he wakes up in the middle of the night, he doesn't call for his mother, so he's a cotton chain of tzarech lima. Freak the Gemara, kasha, gedoylam nami karu. I understand. I've seen adults wake up in the middle of the night and they also scream ima. Elo says the Gemara, ema kol shener the ain't a kaira ima ima. Someone that wakes up in the middle of the night and doesn't scream ima ima, tzveitin ma. That's already a simon that he's ain't tzarich l'imoy. You know when someone's tzarich l'imoy? When he screams, not just ima, but ima ima. So Rabbi Yubaruch said, that's what we do at the end of Halal. At the end of Halal, the yid screams, Ona Hashem Oishiyana. First, when Makdim, the Shvach to the Eivishter, we sing Halal, Shiris v'sush Balchis. But then the yid gives a shray, Ona Hashem Oishiyana, but he doesn't say it once. He says it twice, ima ima, to show that we feel like tanim. But with tzarech li'imoy, we need a vinu shabashamayim. That's the inyan of saying, Ona Hashem Oishiyana, not just once, to say it twice. A person says, no, that's nifle, but no, you tzarech li'imoy. That's a bechina of mamish, I'm so dependent, it's just you, nobody else. That's the side. That's already, that comes with schoolers. That's already muftachloy, that he's going to be answered. We will end here.